And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday, the 13th of December, 2009. It's the birthday of the poet Kenneth Patchen, Niles, Ohio, 1911, wrote more than 40 books of poetry, and also novels, including The Journal of Albion Moonlight. Kenneth Patchen, who said, "Think enough and you won't know anything." It's the birthday of the poet James Wright, Martins Ferry, Ohio, 1927. His father worked in a glass factory, his mom in a laundry. Went to college, Kenyon College, on the GI Bill, studied writing there, got a Fulbright, traveled in Europe, but still kept writing poems about Ohio. He said that he wrote in Ohioan. He said, "I have written about the things I am deeply concerned with, crickets outside my window, cold and hungry old men, ghosts in the twilight, horses in a field, a feeling of desolation in the fall, some cities I've known." Published his first book when he was 27, The Green Wall. James Wright, who said, "My chief enemy in poetry is glibness. My family background is partly Irish, and this means many things, but linguistically it means that it is too easy to talk sometimes." It's the birthday of the playwright Mark Connolly, McKeesport, Pennsylvania, 1890. His parents were actors, and then they ran a hotel where theater people stayed. Mark Connolly moved to New York, got a job as a theater critic, became a playwright, collaborated with George S. Kaufman, was a member of the Round Table at the Algonquin Hotel, and wrote a big hit play that opened on Broadway in 1930, The Green Pastures, Old Testament stories retold with an all-black cast. And it's the birthday of Tamara Pierce, born in South Connellsville, Pennsylvania, 1954. Grew up poor, moved around, went to 11 schools by the time she graduated from high school. Books were her friends. Went to the University of Pennsylvania. She wrote a fantasy novel for adults, story of a girl who disguises herself as a boy to become a knight. She had a job at a group home for troubled teenage girls. She read the book to them. They liked it. And she turned it into 4 books for young adults, published as The Song of the Lioness Quartet in the 1980s. Here's a poem for today by David R. Slavitt, entitled Suits. Each morning, as I confront my closet's array, I have to admit again that the life I lead is hardly good enough. I have not been named ambassador to Malta. I am not on the board of any college or large corporation. I shall not receive a major prize today and pose for photographers. Those suits, the shirts, the ties are ready, but I am not, and the shoes are shined as they wait for different occasions than I imagined on the tailor's block when I shopped for a dandified future, brighter than what I expect or deserve. Even for weddings and funerals that require a suit, I choose from the second best, reserving that one for the dream into which I yet hope to awake. Suits by David R. Slavitt, from his collection William Henry Harrison and Other Poems, published by Louisiana State University Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. You can find thousands of poems, videos, and podcasts in their online poetry archive at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Nick Vetter and engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.